Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, the overall lack of activity in southern cash cattle trade this late in the week is somewhat unusual, as prices in the south have typically developed well before northern trade over the last couple of weeks. But as of this morning, there's limited interest in southern live trade, although asking prices seem to be holding around $110. Dress trade in the north was reported yesterday at $165 to $167, generally 3 to 5 lower than last week. Narrow losses in hog futures yesterday created a sense of caution in the hog complex. Although the majority of the recent market rally remains intact, at this point the focus on the midweek price dip is being attributed to position taking as markets test short-term resistance levels. The stability in the cash hog prices, which developed in a narrow to moderate bounce higher in pork cuts, seems to be limiting aggressive market pressure here at the end of the week. Well, wheat contracts are higher from the overnight, rising from yesterday's lower settlement, but remaining inside the previous session's range. The price action in wheat yesterday was erratic, with few being able to point to anything concrete for the early morning reversal. In general, those types of volatile sessions are likely to continue in the near term, as volumes sit firmly in holiday mode and supply updates will be especially few and far between until next spring. Easier trade in corn overnight, with March futures looking to end their winning streak at four sessions, but maintaining the short-term uptrend. On Wednesday, corn prices seemed to shake the bearish data from the weekly ethanol production report, instead focusing on the overall commodity sector rally and continued weakness in the U.S. dollar index. Additional stimulus measures from the U.S. government will keep inflationary pressures at the forefront in 2021, something which should be supportive to hard assets like grains. Mixed trade across the soy complex overnight, with meal posting light gains, while soybeans and the soybean oil slip just below unchanged. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on livestock futures, the February live cattle up 90 cents, 113.77. April up 70, 117.82. January feeder cattle up 75, 140.85. March up 107, 141.97. February hogs down 47, 65.97. April down 25, 69.32. Kansas City wheat, March down 4.5, 561.5. May's down 4.5, 565.75. Chicago wheat, the March was down 1.25, 598.5. May down 1.5. Half at 599.75. March corn's up 2.5, 427.25. May up 2 cents, 429.75. January soybeans down 0.5, 1183.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.